Welcome to another whistleblower report. This is Dr. Lee for America with Major Mike Gary, U.S. Army Reserve Seaburn Officer, and my co-host. And we have great news we wanted to talk about today regarding finally confirmation of something that Truth for Health Foundation medical and military experts have been pointing out since the fall of 2021, when the Biden administration issued the unlawful mandates for all of the military to be vaccinated with the experimental gene therapy COVID shot, which we said at the time was unlawful. You cannot mandate an experimental medical procedure under the U.S. Constitution, under the U.S. Code of Military Justice, under the Medical Freedom Act, bodily autonomy. No matter what legal code you cite, it is unlawful to mandate a experimental medical procedure against someone's consent. Period. End of story. And yet that's exactly what Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin did with the full approval and weight of the Biden administration. And the Military Advisory Council members and our medical team, myself included, gave a voice to the military beginning in the fall of 2021 and started the Medical Freedom Defense Program to provide legal defense grants to military service members who were being punished for refusing the unlawful COVID shot. And we have been fighting that battle for 4 years. And finally, we have a Secretary of Defense in Pete Hegseth who has called it truthfully unlawful mandate for the COVID experimental shots. Let's listen to Secretary of Defense Hegseth in his own words.
We're back with more changes at DOD, and this time an update on COVID-19 and reinstatement. We all know that the previous administration issued unlawful orders on mandatory vaccines, on an experimental vaccine, COVID-19. You know it, we know it. We're doing everything we can, as quickly as we can, to reinstate those who were affected by that policy. It hasn't been perfect, and we know that. We're having an ongoing conversation with you to get it right, working with the White House as well. We want anyone impacted by that vaccine mandate back into the military, people of conscience, warriors of conscience, back in our formations. We hear you. And we're working to get updated guidance as quickly as possible. So kind of here's where we are on more guidance we're providing right now. So in January, the president issued his executive order. We jumped right on it. In February, I directed the department to take corrective action regarding this specific department's unfair, overbroad, unnecessary COVID vaccine mandate. You know, we apologized now for how it was done, and we want to fix it. So today, I'm signing a memorandum that directs the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness to provide additional guidance to the boards that are reviewing these cases concerning the review of requests from service members and former service members adversely impacted by COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The guidance also will facilitate the removal of adverse actions on service members solely for refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccine, including discharge upgrades, and less than fully honorable discharges for individuals separated for refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccine. So we're trying to scrub all that, clean all that up. We'll also facilitate appropriate remedies for service members who have suffered additional career setbacks resulting from the previous administration's unlawful vaccine mandate. So that original EO addresses the unfair, since rescinded COVID-19 vaccine mandate imposed on warfighters during the previous administration. We know how bad it was. You know how bad it was. And through this guidance, which I encourage you to check it all out directly, because it's an update going even further than what we've done in the past, this memo is providing supplemental remedies for service members and veterans negatively impacted by the DoD defunct COVID-19 disease 20 vaccine mandate. So more guidance here that we think is really important in getting this right, and we welcome you all back as quickly as possible.
Major Gary, your comments.
Yeah, no, this is the moment we've been waiting for, Dr. Vliet. I am ecstatic finally hearing that magic word, unlawful. Of course.
Absolutely. I mean, literally, this foundation and the military service members who came and worked with us on the Military Advisory Council and who have done yeoman at work on the legal front to document why that vaccine mandate was unlawful. It's vindication for every single thing that we've done to try and wake up military service members, the chain of command, the public, all the way around. Legislating and mandating and coercing an experimental medical procedure was ruled unlawful, unethical after World War II in the Nuremberg Code. Now, the Nuremberg Code was never made a part of the US federal code of laws, but it has certainly been an ethical code that has been followed all of these years. And various states have Nuremberg Code provisions in the state constitutions, California being one. And it also has never been allowed under the Uniform Code of Military Justice either. But suddenly, in the COVID era and under the Biden administration, the COVID shots were mandated and service members were treated cruelly, psychologically abused, physically abused, put in isolation, denied treatment for COVID illnesses, punished, kept from having leave. Military service members under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act should have had religious exemptions. Religious exemptions were denied. In fact, in the Navy, it was a blanket policy to den against the Constitution and the Military Code of Justice to deny all religious exemptions. And they denied most of the medical exemptions. I actually had military service members, active duty, who paid privately to have a consult with me to evaluate their medical condition. And I wrote medical exemptions for them based on their past history of adverse reactions to other vaccines, which is an allowed exemption under the CDC and the FDA rules, and those were denied. So it was absolutely one of the most abusive and dangerous things I've seen. And I know you lived through a lot of that, and you paid a price for rejecting the unlawful mandate. Tell us about what you went through.
Yeah, just to give the American people kind of a quick story on it is I've been under 3 years of investigations. One was the fraudulent 15-6 investigation that was almost a year long, which essentially started the ball rolling or the collapse of my military career. And after that, it was just one negative thing after another because the fruit of that 15-6 investigation was the letter of reprimand. And then from there, it just led to my being fired from my full-time position. And even though the evidence and everything was on my side, it didn't matter because the shot was the most, getting the shot was the most important thing the military could do, even beyond maintaining height, weight, and physical standards, and not to mention training and knowing how to do your job. Because what the American people don't understand is for almost 2 years, service members didn't do their jobs or did very little of their jobs because they were essentially in isolation or quarantine or wearing masks, and it made it difficult to do what you needed to do. And then, so then I was under essentially 2 years of a security clearance investigation under the same fraudulent charges. And that's a pretty heavy thing to have hanging over your head, because that finally ends you as an officer. And this was a tactic that was done across the branches of service. And I only found the outcome, Dr. Vliet, once I did submitted a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act request, to the security clearance office. And that was just recently done. Understand that I have a clearance and there's no negative effects against it. And I just discovered this this past February of 2025. So,
But
the
you
night.
were also deprived of your constitutional rights for your religious exemption, and you were, as I understand it, terminated from the Maine National Guard because you requested the religious exemption and refused to get the shot.
Yeah, it all blends together. It's so complicated. But as I understand, Dr. Vliet, nobody's been able to correct me. So I seem to be the first person to ever submit a religious exemption in this COVID era. And I submitted that 1 December of 2020, which would be 13 days before the fielding of the actual COVID shot. So, yeah, my packet stayed out there, religious packet stayed out there for approximately 10 months before they denied it late September of 2021. And then, of course, I tried to go through the process of resubmitting, because it was a devout, belief and thing I wanted to do. And I'm still, right now, Dr. Vliet, I have the, Army Surgeon General's office under a FOIA request to find out why it was denied. Of course, you and I already know it was blanket denied, like everybody else's sincerely held beliefs. But I still feel they owe that answer to me. And if they can't give me this answer, what does this mean? They did it unlawfully. So therefore, I should have had an exemption, and I should have never been punished for the unlawful order of the COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
No, that's exactly right. Now, these same laws and the same unlawful coercion and threats to people to get the COVID shot in the civilian world are the same constitutional rights apply to civilians as military, but I think it is even more egregious the way it was handled with the military, because civilian employees can just say, okay, fine, I'm not going to compromise my religious beliefs. I'm not going to compromise my constitutional rights. If I lose my job, I'll go get another job. But in the military, people who were exercising their constitutional rights, which your military service members don't lose when they go into the military, they still have all of those constitutional rights. The military service members can't just leave the military. They face severe consequences. And not only that, what we also saw in the Truth for Health Foundation medical freedom fighters, medical and military, were trying to defend this problem as well. And we saw military service members who were terminated from the military for exercising their constitutional rights and who were then given a less than honorable discharge or a general discharge, which in turn compromised their ability to get a civilian job after leaving the military. It was some of the, I have never in my entire lifetime that I've followed these things since I was a young woman just out of college. I have never seen such vicious, vindictive, punitive attacks on our volunteer service members as we saw under the Biden administration COVID era. It was unconscionable, and it it made me apoplectic, which was one reason the Truth of Health Foundation worked so hard to expose this and to do press conferences and whistleblower reports and give people a platform and work with attorneys to try and fight this.
Yeah, truly. I mean, it was like we were treated as prisoners of war.
Yes.
Most of us didn't get, like, you know, physically beat every day. But in some ways, being physically beat, especially for men, is easier than to be mentally tormented.
Yes.
Which have it, especially when your family hangs in the balance when it comes to, like, healthcare and, if, you know, funds to support your family, or having your children's almost taken away.
Livelihood and
yes.
ability and all of your benefits, GI benefits, medical benefits, the retirement, everything was threatened. And yes, you're right. We actually had given a legal defense grant to one service member who was threatened with having his children removed by the combination of military and civilian child protective services because he didn't get the experimental gene therapy COVID shot. It was, I've never seen anything like it. I was just beside myself trying to find ways to help these service members who were so trapped. And all of this was taking place under the cloak of military secrecy.
Well, honestly, Dr. Vliet, you were like the first biggest defender of us. I don't know that this, you know, this gets overlooked right now. You don't get the credit in this moment that is due. But in the beginning, it was the Truth for Health Foundation and your thoughtfulness and love for us that brought it to this point. This needs to be said. You brought this here because we all collected under the banner of the Truth for Health Foundation. And like you said, you supplied us with funds to even begin the legal fights. Now, some of them we won, some we lost, but the fact that you kept us in the fight was a big deal. It has brought us to this moment. And I don't think the American people fully understand or appreciate. If there was no rescission in 2023 of this vaccine mandate, it would have been endless lockdowns and shots for everybody. But because the military won out, we won, even though it hurt us, it hurt me longer and other service members, because it gave the military a way out. It made all these lawsuits against them moot. Not all of them, but most of them. Well, in return, this saved the American people. This was a duty and service that us whistleblowers and other vax refusers did for the American people. I don't know that this is fully comprehended and understood.
I don't think it is. I think you're absolutely right. Because had that rescission not occurred in the military, the coercion and unlawful mandates for the entire civilian population would have also continued. That rescission was a turning point for not only the military, but for civilians as well, because it was after that that many employers began quietly dropping their mandates.
Right. And so, I want to highlight, Dr. Vliet, the Truth for Health Foundation and the work and your foresight has brought this moment, okay? And this needs to be appreciated and kind of pushed everywhere. If it wasn't for the early work, we would never have been in this spot right now, okay? We'd never get to enjoy the moment we're in, where we get to hear that special word, unlawful, that we stood on principle, we stood on the Constitution and America's laws to bring this forward. And at the same time, Dr. Vliet, although it's been kind of quiet for the Truth for Health in the last year and a half, in a way, in this fight. But here's the fruits. They're starting to come forward. And I'm hearing now, you know, that RFK may take the mRNA off the childhood shot schedule. This is another success built upon the early success that you had supporting us, defending us, when we had nowhere else to go.
Well, I feel really very honored and humbled that we could take the lead in providing a platform for the military service members who were so egregiously punished and wronged by the Secretary of Defense under Biden. I mean, that was just an appalling abuse of our service members who had, their lives were put on the line for our country, and their families' lives were at the mercy of the military command in service to the country, just as the service member is. So it was a huge problem. And as I said, I was just outraged at what I saw happen when that mandate went into effect by the Biden administration. What a lot of people don't realize is that the FDA held a press conference, and it was presented to the public that the FDA had approved the COVID shot. They did not ever approve the COVID shot. It was given the BioNTech Comirnaty, which was never manufactured, was given a conditional approval pending 5 more years of safety data on the myocarditis risk, and Comirnaty's marketing license expired the end of the same day of the press conference. And that meant it could not be manufactured. It never was manufactured. The public was lied to that there was an approved shot. The military was lied to, saying that there was an approved vaccine, and there wasn't. And so from the get-go, the military were forced unlawfully to take an experimental shot and lied to. In addition, Austin, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's mandate was issued the next day after they knew that the licensing agreement for Comirnaty had expired and it would not be manufactured. So it was one horrendous lie upon lie after lie after lie. They were truly the people of the lie.
Correct. And many of us service members, especially the older ones of us that have been around a while, that read everything, right? We brought this to our chains of command's attention, and they denied it. And in fact, in several of our cases, like mine, this was more crazy talk and put you into the label of a conspiracy theorist, which this term was actually used against me to bring forth the fraudulent findings from the 15-6 investigation, like it did to many others, given the label of conspiracy theorist or extremist and stuff like that. So this is how they were able to actually get rid of us and purge us. And in the end, we are found to be lawfully correct in everything. And Dr. Verlee, as this term, the special word, unlawful, is being propagated across all of the internet right now. You finally are hearing a big break of vaccine injured starting to come out.
Good. Well, let me ask you this. Do you think the average listener to Secretary of Defense's 2 minutes, his announcement that we played earlier in the program, do you think they understand the enormity of his use of the word unlawful? I mean, he kind of kept going. He didn't pause or emphasize that. I wonder if people truly understand the incredible significance of what he said.
Well, I think it is being found out, Dr. Vliet. I do, because I know just being on X that a lot of the replies to the initial 2-minute clip that he sent out our understanding of this, and they appear to be regular civilians or people that are probably family members of service members. It's not just service members, is what I'm saying, responding to this. So there seems to be a widespread understanding of how important this is. Now,
Good.
another thing I'd like to mention to you, Dr. Vliet, on this note, is a lot of us have been very loud on X for the last couple weeks, especially after the sham letters they sent out. The Air Force was first, and I'm referencing at the time frame at the beginning of April. There was a press conference, and then the branches of service started sending out memos to bring people back. Well, those memorandums did not meet the intent of the executive order. Okay, some of them specifically asked the service member to state that you weren't that you vo excuse me, you voluntarily got done and you were not coerced. So you had to check off, sign off to that in order to get back in to be reinstated. And there was a huge falling out 2 weeks ago on that Air Force memo that went out widespread. And then the Army goes and does something very stupid, says that your back pay will be minus whatever you made during that time in the civilian world, and it's going to be a 4-year requirement. And so the branches of services messed this up already, and we know why, Dr. Vliet. We know how they behaved during COVID, right? And then we also know that it's the same people still in charge, and they don't want to have to admit that what they did was wrong. So it's easier to create policies now to bring us back that deter us. And that's what that was. So at the end of the Secretary of Defense's speech, he says, "We know we're messing this up. We know we got to fix it. We know there's things that are going to take time to work through." So he at least acknowledged the massive fallout that's been going on X for the last 2 weeks. So this is a very positive thing to see this administration, especially the Department of Defense, Secretary Hegseth, to be receptive to the critique that we've been giving him on X and other places. And I tried to again be first in the nation by writing him a personal letter back in January before he was approved, and it got there almost the very day that he almost his very first day in office. It was certified mail the week prior and got to him the first his first week in office. So I tried to set the stage of, hey, this is going to be difficult. These people don't want to fix us. They don't want to do the right thing. And you can't use the word experimental. It's not strong enough, even though we know per the law, Dr. Vliet, that experimental means unlawful. That is not who we're dealing with inside the Department of Defense. They just accept it as, oh, so what? It's ex experimental. The explosion of the word unlawful changes the whole dynamic. This is a massive turning point, almost like a windfall now of dominoes dropping in our favor, because we still have big class action lawsuits and some lawsuits that managed to survive during the rescission that are going to land, and they're going to land in our favor.
No, I think you're exactly right. And the this is a tsunami of factual information that can change the entire landscape. The fact that the Secretary of Defense finally acknowledged the Biden administration issued an unlawful order across the entire military. And, we wanted people to understand the enormity of this step that Secretary of Defense Hegseth just took. And I want to personally ask our listeners to pray for his safety and protection. He is under attack from all directions. And it's not just because he has the courage to call the COVID shots unlawful. SecDef Hegseth is working with President Trump to stop the military-industrial complex that is perpetuating these endless wars, bleeding American taxpayers, costing loss of lives, using military service members as pawns in the battle to enrich themselves with lucrative government contracts and endless defense spending on new equipment that the defense contractors get rich on. And we also see the revolving door of higher up generals and flag officers and military officers then leaving the military on a lucrative pension and going into defense contracting, where they continue to make money perpetuating these endless wars, serving the globalists, not the American people. And Secretary of Defense Hegseth is under attack on those issues as well. We, as a civilian public who need our military for our defense, need to be praying for his safety, his protection, and be aware, speak up, support him. We need to be aware that he is under constant attack. And, you know, Major Gary, we wanted to just hit the highlights on some of these key points today in our whistleblower report. Are there comments you'd like to make as we close out this show?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely, Dr. Vliet. You know, I think we've seen witnessed over the last 4 years. When I talk about the Department of Defense, by the way, I'm not representing them in any way or capacity today.
I would say you're the opposite of representing them. You are representing the truth, which the Department of Defense until now has definitely not been speaking. That's my civilian opinion.
That's it. You just actually answered exactly what I was going to say. We see that the Department of Defense has not operated in the interest of the American people for the last 4 years. You know, because you and I both know the officer in charge of the first pandemic plan, right? And step number one in the plan was therapeutics and antivirals. And that was the military's plan to protect the American people. And that's not how they operated. That is not what they did. In fact, they made those things impossible in coordination with other government agencies and entities.
You know, that's a really good point, because Colonel Zitlow was on our military advisory council, and he was one of the lead authors of the military's pandemic response plan that goes back a decade. And he made the point that the military did not follow their own pandemic response plan that they had commissioned a whole team of experts to write more than a decade ago.
Right. So why didn't they follow the plan? Because there's other motives involved here, and they're selfish. And we've talked about the spiritual side of this in many programs over the time, but just to remind the American people, there has been selfish interests in the Department of Defense. And now this is being fully exposed, laid bare for the American people to see in the term unlawful. And now this also means that there has to be accountability. And this is a scary, very scary thing, because essentially the whole chain of command was complicit in this in some way. And now we're going to start to question, or the American people are starting to question, I'm seeing it on X already, how do we bring accountability to this whole thing that was intentionally, purposely done wrong? Now, that's not to say that every officer intentionally did this wrong, but they followed the wrong thing, because, like I said, it's that simple. The original plan was therapeutics like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and so many other good medications in our strategic national stockpile. And why didn't we follow them? So this begs the question, why now? And at the same time, I just remind you, Dr. Vliet, it's right on cue. We're starting to see all the complaints from the vax injury side. I'm seeing stories from fathers of service members, their son or daughter was a service member, got injured, can't walk anymore, can't do this anymore. So hearing heartfelt stories like this go on now with the magic word unlawful. So there's going to be continued fallout. Here we are in this fallout stage, a massive climax of it, I would think, Dr. Vliet, over the next 6 months, especially if RFK is going to release the real science come this September on the whole autism fiasco. And then this begs the question of anything that is injected in people's bodies. What is it? Why? Why do we do this? And we come down to, I think, a basic Bible principle, the lovers of money. It's the love of money that has driven a lot of this and kept a lot of people on the wrong side of this. Not to say there isn't motive to actually get rid of people, but for the most part, it's lovers of money that have followed suit and done the unlawful thing here.
You're exactly right. And this is the spiritual battle for the soul of America that we have been exposing in all of our work from the beginning. It is the bottom line for all that we do. And I do think, and President Trump has made it very clear that this nation has placed its faith in God, and we are turning back to him. From our leadership down to average citizens across the country who are turning back to God in seeing the lawlessness, the evil, the destruction, the death, the lies, deception, the dismantling of everything that's good in our lives by the demonic left, and calling these demonic, evil COVID shots that destroy God's gift of life, unlawful, is one of the major steps forward. We salute you, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. We honor you and we pray for your safety and we thank you for your courage. This is Dr. Lee for America and Major Mike Gary signing off. For today's whistleblower report, check our archive. Go back and listen to some of our early programs exposing these military abuses. We have dozens of them in our archive. Go back and listen and look at what has been done and the team that's been fighting to bring truth to light. And in God's time, it has happened. Thank you for being with us. Check out our website, www.truthforhealth.org. Check out our store for the highest quality nutraceuticals you can buy, certified to be compliant with good manufacturing practices and made right here in the United States of America. To your good health, we encourage you to check out our store and continue to stand strong against evil, be bold, speak the truth. And join us again for our next whistleblower report.